This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to a new episode of our series, Common Mistakes in Ramadan. The point that I want to mention today is regarding to our sisters. So many times I feel bad when I see a lot of load put on our sisters during the month of Ramadan by demanding so many things of them during this month to the extent that they don't have time to focus on their ibadah. I will never forget that sister who called me. She said, Sheikh, do you think I'm sinful because I have not read anything in Ramadan, read from the Quran, didn't pray a single tarawih yet, and today is the 15th or so in Ramadan? And I said, why? She said, Sheikh, I have every day people come to eat in my house. I have, you know, 5 kids and I have to take care of all of them. And it's so exhausted. By the time I finish, I said, where is your husband? She kind of laughed. She said, he's there, I guess. You know, this is really sad. During the month of Ramadan, I expect from all couples to help one another. Please make sure that you help your wife to have enough time to read Quran, to pray. You know, even if you come to the Taraweeh prayer, make sure that other time you tell her, I'll take care of the kids, I'll put them to sleep so you can have time for you to pray your witr and you enjoy your Qiyam al-Layl. Make sure that you spend time, allow her to go to attend some classes maybe, or attend some programs, or even some nights. I have seen couples in my community where the brother would say, I'll pray Taraweeh at home, or I will be with the kids and you can, go pray with the sisters and enjoy. Maybe there is a Qiyam night in the masjid that night and I'll take care of the kids. I've seen that. I remember our masjid, we used to have like a playground for the kids. And we said in this Ramadan, we're going to designate it some days where not the mothers watch the kids, fathers will watch the kids and let the mother enjoy the experience of Ramadan in the masjid praying together. You know, if you're going to invite guests, that's a great thing. And inshallah, we give the intention of offering people iftar. But if you're going to do that, make sure that you offer help and you be there for her. So she will have time to pray. She will have time to enjoy her experience with Ramadan as well. In the other hand, I want to also say, we should not invest or I don't want to say waste, but I don't want to use most of the daytime in cooking and making food and overdoing that. Inshallah, with the good intention, you will be rewarded for that. You know, but also I think it is important to have time for you to read, important for you to have time to make salah, to pray, to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make dhikr, to make dua, and so forth. Know that in this area, I found two extreme. I found people said, Sheikh, my wife or home, when Ramadan comes, you know, or there is certain family, when Ramadan comes, they think that it has become like, you know, we don't do anything in Ramadan. No, I want this to be balanced. But I think the mistake that I want to mention here is not to helping and to use most of the time in things which is mubah, and there is no time for the ibadat like salah and dua and Quran and dhikr and learning and listening to lectures and so forth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from all of us. Sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad.
Subscribe to this channel, share this video, and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified with every new video at Faith IQ. Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.